All right, everybody, welcome to the September 1st Hyperledger Technical Steering Committee call. As you are all aware, two things that we must abide by. The first one here is the antitrust policy notice. And then the second is the code of conduct, which is linked in our agenda. So if we could go to the agenda. We will see we have the standard announcement. The Dev Weekly developer newsletter goes out each Friday to hundreds of Hyperledger developers. If you have something that you want to reach those developers, please leave a comment on the wiki page that is also linked in the agenda. As a reminder, we canceled the September 15th TSC meeting due to conflicts with travel from the Hyperledger Global Forum. So we will be skipping that one. We do have plans for next week for a presentation at a minimum and at least task force discussion. So we will definitely be meeting next week. Any other announcements that anybody would like to make?
Actually, I have a question, but I don't know if it's best to ask now or later.
What's your question?
Essentially, since I've joined Ceramico recently, I want to understand how to make contacting me more easy and what I should do for the Hyperledger site. So I'm just not sure how to interact the best. That's my question.
So interact specifically with the Hyperledger Foundation.
Indeed.
Or with the Technical Steering Committee?
With Hyperledger Foundation, and who should I ask about that?
Okay, so we do have some staff members on the call today. Daniela is on the call, Rai, Sean, and Hart, I think I saw also on the call. So these are the folks that would, looks like maybe Benjamin's also on the call, also be able to help you depending on what it is that you're looking for.
Great. So I hope it's going to be normal about details a bit later.
Yes, definitely.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other announcements that anybody has? All right. If there's no other announcements, then we do have the quarterly reports. I did see the Aroha one did get the TSC members added as reviewers sometime while I was asleep. So we do have that one to review as well. I know that there wasn't a whole lot of folks who had a chance to review that since that got added. We also have the Bevel Grid and Transact reports that came in as well. I didn't see any specific questions other than I think I had one on the Transact one, which I'm hoping will get answered. But does anybody have any questions that we should follow up with these reports on? Arun?
Sure. I think this is in regards to one of the task force proposal as well, which I saw in the previous meeting's agenda, but I don't see it for some reason. And also related to Bevel, right? So is somebody from Bevel participating? If yes, who to reach out for the task force proposal itself? I think there's a few things that were unclear.
Yeah, for sure. So there is a task force forming around kind of tools that are focused on deployment of Hyperledger Fabric, and I think that we had it on there, and then it got pulled back because they weren't quite ready. I think we jumped the gun a bit on getting that on the agenda. So I think they're looking to have some discussions during the Global Forum, right, to really firm up the plans for that, and then bring that back to the TSC after the Global Forum, as far as a proposal goes. The link that we had in last week's agenda is, let me see if I can find that quickly here. Because the person who created that is probably the person that you should reach out to, as far as the, you know, who do you talk to get more involved in that particular task force. So his name is Josh Newble. And you can find his email address on the link for that task force. I'll put the task force link again in the TSC chat, so that you can get that name and the email address if you're interested in participating in that particular task force, Arun.
Sounds good. Thanks. I think meeting at Global Forum should be good. All's well. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Other questions on the report, Dano?
So this is more of a meta question about timing for reports that aren't on yet. And Ry Jones started a thread in Discord. So URSA is due on the week we're canceling the meeting, and there is an open gap on 10-6. Should we shuffle some of these due dates around so that they can be due during a meeting we intend to hold?
I usually don't do that because these are the due dates. And we don't do the presentations anymore, but I see the teams would be URSA, Bayesian, Caliper. Looking at the calendar, I could either move those. I mean, we could move them to 10-6. That puts them in quarter four.
It doesn't matter. It's mostly for URSA is more of my concern. We can triple up on a week if we need to.
Yeah, I think like Rai said, it's probably okay, because okay. We wouldn't expect to get that until the 15th anyway. And if it happens to be a week late, then it's a week late, right? As far as it coming in. So I think it's probably okay to leave it. I did include them all here. Obviously, the one that's due today, Cello, I did see is getting work done. And then Firefly and URSA, I include it on the upcoming reports, just to note that we did have the one that's coming due the week of Global Forum. So, but I do think that we can just leave it and, you know, be understanding if for some reason URSA happens to be late because of Global Forum.
Okay, that sounds fine. As long as it's a known issue, no, not to be an issue, so.
Yeah.
We're generally, I say we, the royal we, the body, the TSC is generally fairly lax on getting the reports as long as they come in. So in general, it's not, alarms don't go off until you like miss a quarter. So.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Any other questions on the quarterly reports?
I have updated the quarterly report for, so it wasn't checked by some yet. I'm sorry, I haven't notified others. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Victor. I did see that come through. And so I would expect the TSC to be reviewing those, that report along with the others as and when they can. So appreciate you adding that.
Okay. Sorry for adding that. Is it late?
Oh, no worries. No worries. Okay. Any other questions on the reports before we move on to the discussion items? Okay. So we do have two discussion items today. One that Dano brought up, and then just the update on the Project Health Task Force. Is there any other discussion items that anybody would like to add to the agenda, as I don't think this is probably going to take the remaining time that we have left? Okay, I'm not seeing anything. If something does come up, please don't hesitate to bring it up before we close the call today. But Dano, did you want to take us through the discussion on the Hyperledger Basic GitHub concerns?
Yeah, so this week we have one of our regular Basu calls, and I don't know how many people follow what goes on in the Ethereum ecosystem, but there's no specific ask today, but we just want to know it's possible that things do change, but there's no need to ask immediately. This topic came up when we were discussing moving from Circle CI to GitHub Actions for our CI, and we're hosted on GitHub. And one of the maintainers said, do we really want to be entrenching ourselves even further in GitHub? And to give context to that, first I need to step back and give a context to the context. There was a mixer on the Ethereum mainnet network called Tornado Cache. And these mixers are where you would, what they're presented as providing is privacy of transactions. So you put money in and you can't see who gets the money. Typical privacy stuff you might find in a layer one base implementation or in a fabric implementation so that outside people don't know what's going on. But the problem is this privacy feature, according to the OFAC, the Office of Foreign Asset Control, was used to evade sanctions from North Korea. So as a consequence on Ethereum mainnet, that the address was banned by put on the OFAC list and several accounts that interacted with it. And what GitHub did, so that's the first context of what happened. GitHub went ahead and removed that project from GitHub. And you know, as they should, it's appropriate with an OFAC regulatory ban. It's public, it's known, it's their duty and obligation under the law to do that. They also banned one of the developers. This is the developer who was arrested by Dutch authorities. Again, that is public, that is known. It's understandable why they did that. So that's not where the concern arises from. There are a few other developers who have periphery involvement. They may have submitted a patch or two, or they may have worked on tooling around it. And they had no public government sanction against them. And GitHub went ahead and banned their accounts and provided no explanation for it. I don't think anybody on Besu or any of the maintainers are involved in this type of a project. But the concern coming up, and also in the All Core Devs, the group, the phone call group, that establishes the standards for Ethereum mainnet. 2 weeks ago, the meeting was focused on this. It became a censorship concern of what happens if some of the validators refuse to propagate transactions to OFAC sanctions address, and what happens if some don't, and what impact does that have on the network, which has some follow-on effects for, rather than just OFAC transactions, about layer two verification transactions, if those two could be similarly censored, and it presents questions about health of the network. So with that basis, the concern from the Besu team is what happens if Geth starts overreaching and who they decide violates their terms of service without appeal and without discussion. And what options would they have if the Besu maintainers and the rest of the Ethereum community decide that nothing should be hosted on GitHub, it should be hosted elsewhere? So there's no ask, but the question is, do projects have to be hosted on GitHub? And if they can be hosted elsewhere, what sort of startup would need to be done to make sure that we could host those? I know we used to do Garrett, self-hosted Git repositories via Garrett, but with like GitLab, would I think there's another, Bitbucket, a series of other Git resources. Is that something that the TSC would support if the Besu maintainers decided to pull everything off of GitHub? And we're not doing it today. That's not the discussion, but we need to know what our boundaries are.
I will provide a little bit of context from a staff perspective. As you said, we used to use Garrett and Jenkins, and those went away for reasons. We Hyperledger, Linux Foundation, are not married to GitHub, and it's much easier for us. But the Chinese community is using their local GitHub alike for the effort that they're doing. We do support GitLab. I'm not sure who has the best tooling in terms of who's best integrated with our stuff. But from my perspective, that should be a secondary consideration. So I know GitLab is on the list of things that we have the tooling to support. I know Garrett is. The money for when we shut down Garrett and Jenkins, that money was used for other stuff around CI, like the Circle CI money came in a large part originally from shutting down Garrett and Jenkins. So that's enough for me.
Okay. And there would be an alternative CI, because I know we want to get off the Circle CI and onto GitHub Actions as a cost-saving measure, but if necessary, and we have to move off of GitHub, clearly we couldn't use GitHub Actions. but there would be some other alternative CI capability that would be made available?
GitLab has a very similar thing to GitHub Actions.
Okay, that's so good.
It's not exactly point for point the same, but it's very similar. And transition should be not trivial, but doable.
Okay. So to be clear, we're not asking to move today, but I think the maintainer just want to know what the boundaries and options are. If nothing more changes, I don't think anything will change, but if things deteriorate with the number of people that GitHub is banning, there might be a motion to move. So thanks.
Yeah, I think, just to add to this, right, I think there is a benefit for all of the projects to be on the same platform, right? It's easier to run scripts and tools to find out, things about what's going on in the community and those sorts of things. So I do think it would probably be an interesting discussion about what do we want to do at that point, right? Of, is it okay to have two? Right, like for those who don't want to change versus those who do, and I think there is going to be some interesting sorts of discussions that would come from this sort of request. Jim, I saw you came off mute.
No specific comments, just switching devices. Sorry.
Okay, no worries.
To further explain Tracy's explanation. It used to be a requirement for all Linux Foundation projects that you used Garrett and Linux Foundation hosted it. Hyperledger was the first project that didn't do that. We were split for the first several years where the Fabric family of things were on Garrett and everything else is on GitHub, and it was terrible. And now we're at the point where everything's on GitHub, and I'm not gonna say it's great, but it's all the problems are in one place. So we've done this before and it wasn't great.
Yeah, I just, I know that part of that too was, stopping potentially people from contributing to other projects because it was on a different, platform than what they were used to or what they like to use. So there were some challenges, and I think we would, want to explore what those challenges might be. If and when this becomes a question to the TSC. Arun?
Okay.
Hey, just to understand more from Dano regarding the concerns. So, this is not specific to GitHub, right? This concern would still be there no matter where we switch to.
So the concern specifically is actually with GitHub because they're getting aggressive in who they're banning for their terms of service, ones that aren't required by government action. And they're not explaining or justifying what they're doing. That's more the censorship concern, is that it's being done opaquely. And to give more context, I don't think that Beisu is a project and as the maintainers would lead the charge off of it, but it's something they're concerned about, that there might be a groundswell if it happens again and all of the other Ethereum projects start decamping from GitHub. They don't want to be stuck there and be the only one if everyone's collectively made the decision that GitHub is not acceptable. So it's mostly making sure that, they won't be left behind if another large event happens. I know that there's one Ethereum client called Akula. They depend on a particular database, and that database has been banned, but that's because the database was funded by one of the sanctioned Russian banks. So there are, we start splitting up, so they had to move some of their code hosting to the Russian equivalent of GitHub. And so they've got this weird split hosting. So it is affecting some corners of the community, but I don't think it's become a groundswell to move in that motion. But, judging the ocean, it could on short notice, but I don't see it right now. But I do know that there is the risk if things deteriorate in, as far as who GitHub is banning.
Thanks. I misread that to be a sanctioned action from the government entity, my bad. Sorry.
I'm all for honoring government sanctions. That's the point of enterprises. You work with governments. It's the action without sanction, without explanation, that is the concerning part.
Jim?
Yeah, I'm not expressing any preferences, but in terms of not being a great experience with a different repository vendor from the project health angle. Now that we have GitHub greatly integrated into Linux Foundation's Insight platform, that gives us the beautiful dashboards to look at the activities. That's going to be lost if you go somewhere else. I don't think the Linux Foundation Insight team has the bandwidth to accommodate an arbitrary vendor besides GitHub in short term.
Okay, so I'll communicate back that it's possible, but it's a big ask, so make sure it's really worth it.
Yeah, I think that makes sense, Dano. You know, the same way as they'd be worried about being left behind, right? If the Ethereum community goes to another platform, it's, there are similar sorts of concerns, right? About the split kind of nature when it comes to Hyperledger and collaboration and tooling and all of those sorts of things. So, I think your direction sounds like a good direction.
I should have raised
my hand. No, go ahead, Arun. So,
out of curiosity, is there anything in specific that Besu team is availing from GitHub?
Anything specific or what from GitHub?
For instance, are you guys using GitHub Actions that you rely on, or is there anything else that you rely on that is only part of GitHub?
Right now we use Circle CI, and we're about to transition to GitHub Actions in our October release. We're getting ready to start up the beta cycle and start shifting over CI servers. I think that's what prompted the discussion and the concern is that, it would be all GitHub. And that prompted some side discussions about, well, what if we created distributed repeatable builds, which is like no small project, but I think it's possible that we could have, from the script, multiple people create the exact same binaries. So you just build it independently, share hashes and post it. That's one theory that came up, but there's no concrete request for action. There's just, a concern that there might be a problem on the horizon, and there might not be. We don't know. We just, I think we just need to know what the boundaries are and what we need to navigate if things do change. And it was triggered by the move from Circle CI to GitHub Actions.
All right. So I guess the next topic is the Project Health. Jim, did you want to take us through the discussion?
Yeah, so I think at this point, we've had a great discussion that resulted in a bunch of findings and actions to follow up on. Today, I just plan to give an update on some of the actions that took place since the last time we had, and there's still more to be done. There were two actions we had from the last time we talked. One is, we were going to talk to the Linux Insight team to discuss enhancements to the Insight platform for automatic analytics, pulling data from GitHub, from other sources. So that, thanks to the coordination from Ryan and Tracy, we were able to talk to the technical lead from that team. We gave our findings and the matrix that resulted from our discussions to them. So they were going to look at it and map those to possible future roadmap items for Linux Foundation Insight. So we haven't followed up on that thread since then. So that's a future action to take to get back, circle back with them and see what we can do in the short term in the upcoming Insight release. So that needs to be scheduled The other follow-up we had was, so Ryan and I were going to get together and talk about setting up a new repository code that can start doing some of the things that we don't believe are possible with Insight ourselves with some custom code. So that hasn't happened yet, unfortunately. So apologize for that. I'm hoping next week when we are, I guess 2 weeks from now, when we get together at Dublin, we can work on some, we can spend some time to work on some of this and make progress on the action. That's all I plan to share. And really there's not much else that I can share. I don't know if Ryan or Tracy has other stuff that I can share.
I don't have anything to share. I wanted to reach back to the previous conversation, and we can get data from GitLab and Garrett. Those are supported for Insights. So
that's great.
Yeah, I guess the only thing I would add is just on the discussion that we had with the LFX Insights team. Seemed very positive, right? They're really looking to understand kind of the requirements that we had and think about how they fit into the roadmaps that they have. So I think there's, you know, possibly some good sorts of ideas that we've been able to impart, if you will, right, through the discussions that we've been having here through the task force. And so I think, you know, we may end up in a situation where we, you know, can either have APIs or specific dashboards that we're able to create to focus in on kind of the metrics that we've been discussing. So good discussion all around, I think. All right, any questions on kind of the update from Jim? All right. Well, thank you, Jim, for the update. Any items that anybody did think about since we started the meeting that they want to bring up? Arun?
Right. I just wanted to remind everyone to join the security task force this week. We had very low attendance.
Okay, that's great.
Update of what's happening there, just for so that everybody is aware of what's happening at the security task force. So initially, I know there were a couple of weeks where we started discussing the scope of security task force itself to be so many, to include so many items. But then once we figured out exactly what needed to be done, and after the previous discussion that we had in the TSC, based on the feedback, a specific and targeted proposals have been put on and within the Security Task Force wiki page. So I'll be sending out an email with a couple of proposals that were discussed in the previous discussions, previous meetings. And I would request everyone to please join the call. And maybe next Tuesday that we are meeting is during the Global Forum. We can probably cancel that instance and catch up during the event and discuss how to go about with the task force itself and remaining pending actions that we can discuss briefly.
And Arun, remind the folks on the call, when is the next security task force call?
It was due to happen during the event on 13th, and that will be canceled because we will be at the Global Forum event.
Okay. So just FYI, there is, as our rotating agenda goes, there is a slot for the security task force in next week's TSC meeting. So I guess it's good timing, if nothing else, right? Given when the next normally off schedule one was for outside of the TSC. So there could be some discussion, obviously, next Thursday, and then maybe some additional follow-up at the Google Forum.
Sounds good. There is probably one more update that I thought I'll bring it up now that we are all here. So there is I know a few months back during the TSC call, David had brought in additional people from, I think, the UX people from the LF staff team to discuss the landing page for Hyperledger in terms of helping new contributors, also getting new different personas, giving the information of what this we're looking for within Hyperledger. And as part of Hyperledger India chapter as well, we had come up with Start Here Hyperledger guide that would let new developers look out for where they can get involved easily, get plugged into within Hyperledger team, I mean, foundation community. So this year, we also have an internship mentorship project that's going on, which is to enhance that UX part of that particular persona. So we had shared a couple of ideas, and Bobby also had reviewed from the LMDWG group. And we had email conversations so far. I know I have to follow up on email replies. There's a big list of emails pending on me. But there would be proposal of a new task force that may come in based on that discussion.
Okay.
A quick heads up of that.
Okay, appreciate that. And then speaking of that particular topic, I know that was coming out of the task force, the Project Gaps Task Force, where we had reviewed those mock-ups for the new website and how that would flow. Anybody from the Hyperledger staff have any update on the progress of that? I think, you know, where he ended that was saying it would be great if we could have something where we could actually play with it, click on things and see how it would work. And I'm just curious if there's been any update where that's at and when we might expect to see that. So Daniela, Hart, Rye, Sean, I know David's not on the call today. Anybody have any updates, or should we wait till David's around?
I think we'll need to wait for David. I don't know anything more. I do know that our design team has been really overwhelmed. So it's been difficult to get them, you know, to get their time. So I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry, all Tracy. Right.
Yeah, go ahead, Hart.
Oh, so I was just going to say, sorry, I'm in the same boat.
Okay, no worries. Any other items, last items that anybody would like to discuss before we close the call? All right, I see no hands, nobody coming off mute. I will take that as a no. Again, we do have two items at least on the agenda for next week. We have a presentation on Orion that is scheduled. Hopefully, Arno, you've been able to confirm that. And then secondly, the security task force.
Yeah, it's not confirmed yet, but I'm hoping it will work.
Okay, so we're hoping for that one to come through before the Global Forum. So look forward to talking to everybody next week, and we hope you have a great, great week.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.